You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're waiting for your question or comment. Our lines are open. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment's brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. Tell us about your eBay triumphs and trials at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
Griff, we have Misha from Des Moines, New Mexico on the line with us, known as Classy Souls on eBay. Hi, Misha. What's your question or comment today?
Hey, Lee. Hey, Griff.
Hey.
Well, Griff, I just wanted to tell you, I kind of felt like I already knew you, but it was good to actually meet you in person in Denver.
Same here.
And on my four-hour trip home, I was listening to some of the archives and realized that our birthdays are about 5 weeks apart, and you're older.
Griff is older than you?
I'm older than Misha.
By 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
By 5 weeks. Well, you know, those 5 weeks, a lot can happen during those 5 weeks when you're an infant. And I think it explains everything.
So what's up, Misha? I have a question, but first I wanted to just say that I really appreciated your no-drama philosophy about eBay and, you know, about returns and buyers and business and the whole nine yards. And it really takes eBay, I feel, to a higher level. And I also have really appreciated how you go to bat for anyone that sounds like their situation really is in need of assistance.
Sure.
And I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, Misha, thank you. It's my pleasure. And that was a great meetup. All three in a row were really, I mean, not meetup, sorry, in person. Although we all meet up at these in-persons. They were a lot of fun. It was really great to
see. Yes, you meet up at the in-persons on location.
Yeah.
And it's live.
eBay Live all over again, right?
Yeah. Okay, so my question is, it's about a transaction. I was the buyer.
Sure.
And I purchased an item on April 5th. It was for $7.90. And on the 9th, the seller refunded my money with it. And he said, he was sorry about the hacking issue and sorry for the inconvenience. So I wrote, I wanted to know what happened. So last night when I tried to find out what happened, it said that PayPal, you know, that a case shouldn't be opened. And
who said a case shouldn't be opened?
When I went to click to ask, you know, I wanted to ask the seller, why did you refund my money? Because all he said was, because of the hacking issue, sorry for all the inconvenience. I thought, what hacking issue? I purchased this thing. I didn't know what it meant.
Right.
So when I went into order details and clicked on I haven't received my item yet, at the bottom, there was a note that said PayPal doesn't think that this, you know, that you should open a case, and PayPal can't open a case.
Hmm.
All I wanted to do was find out what happened.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened, but I would think that the seller would be interested in explaining a little bit more about what happened, but obviously he didn't.
Okay, so then he sent a request for cancellation, and it says the seller did not provide a specific reason. And he's relisted the item for $78.99, which maybe he mispriced it. I just
doesn't matter
how
if
to
he
proceed, you know?
Yeah. I'm not buying the hacking. I'm thinking he had a change of heart. It's your decision, your choice. If you refuse the cancellation.
I think he mispriced it. I think they missed the figure. I just did that last week, so it's like, you know, I kind of have empathy. I just wondered, is this a normal way to proceed if somebody did make a mistake? I don't know what's going on, and you know, eBay knows stuff that I'll never know.
Well, and I don't know what's going on with that message that you said you saw that PayPal says they shouldn't open a case. But if the person has relisted the same item at a higher price, I'm sorry, and he hasn't answered a question that says, why did you cancel this? He's just saying hacking. I might give him another chance, and I might say, can you explain to me why I purchased this item? You refunded my money, asked for a cancellation, and the item is back up for sale at a higher price. Can you explain this to me, please? And if he doesn't offer a suitable explanation or no explanation, I would refuse the cancellation. And if you refuse the cancellation, that will count as a defect against the seller's account. And it will be an earned defect.
Okay.
It will be a well-deserved defect, because that's a seller initiated cancellation before shipping, refunding the buyer's money with no real reason why. And his email to you is not explaining anything. Anyone can say, "Oh, I was hacked." I don't believe it.
Okay, so when I would check his feedback, there's a bunch of people that say, you know, never shipped, randomly sent refund.
Hmm.
Seller did not honor the price, refunded without any notice. And this is for different items, you know.
At different times?
Different items for sale.
At different times?
Yeah, this is all in April.
Yeah, I'm not.
And it was all the same date.
I'm not buying it. If there is an issue, eBay will take care of it on behalf of the seller, and that'll be between the seller and eBay. But I'm not buying it as a buyer, acting in your shoes, and I wouldn't agree to the cancellation. If what I suspect, and you know, I normally suspect people are basically good, but the evidence presented so far doesn't lead me to believe that this is anything but a seller changing their mind because they could have got more for the item. And if that's the case, that's not the kind of seller that you, I, or eBay, or any other good seller wants on our marketplace. Giving our buyers, and I mean you, me, all other sellers in eBay, our buyers, bad experiences that pushes them off the market. So we don't want that kind of seller. If this is definitely something that is modus operandi for a specific seller, then they need to acquire the defects that will get them pushed off the site. The sooner the better.
There's 11 negatives and neutrals.
Oh, this guy's, he's skating on the thinnest of ice. It is tissue thin, that ice. Yeah, I definitely...
So is it possible something happened?
Well, I don't know. I guess anything is possible, but what you're telling me so far...
He claiming that his account was hacked?
All I know is the message he sent, hacking issue, sorry for the inconvenience, but all these other people are saying the same thing, but he's never put in a little note like, this was a mistake, or I had a problem with my account.
Right.
You know, they're just all these negatives and neutrals.
The thing that's not making sense to me is when somebody hacks an account... What they do it done in the past traditionally is they start listing items and then asking for payment outside of eBay. And savvy buyers know that that's a red flag. The fact that he relisted one of the items, the one that you purchased, doesn't make sense to me. And I would not agree to the cancellation. And if there is something out of his control, eBay will take care of it between the seller and eBay. But as a buyer, as a buyer, I would not agree to that cancellation. I wouldn't.
I looked at one of the other negatives he got where he mislisted it for $3 $3.26. It's now relisted for $33.74. Same thing. He just changed. He just added a digit. You know.
Yeah.
Well, so from $3.26, it went to $33.
Right.
That's pretty rude. Okay, well, do you have time for one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. I wanted to ask about business policies. I opted in when it first came out. I ship a lot of different weights and ways, and so it was just really too much. You know, the returns, no problem. The free shipping, no problem. But when it came to having to put in, you know, all those different prices, I just didn't like doing that, so I opted out. Well, then somebody told me at the Denver, that the eBay in person, that the business policies have changed. They're a lot easier. I don't know what it is, but now I don't see it anymore. Did I just lose that?
No, the business policies have been taken offline to fix some bugs that showed up unexpectedly, so they're still working on them.
Okay, so then it'll come back at some point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Misha, thank you so much, dear. Always great to hear from you. Bye-bye, Misha. Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30. We have lines open right now. If for some reason you don't want to call us, use the Contact Us button on your eBay radio player. Griff, as you know, we are accepting standbys for the 2014 eBay Radio Party and Conference. All you have to do is go to ervegasstandby.com. And let me tell you, don't be afraid to be put on the standby list, because last year we put 40-something people from the standby list to the regular list. People are always canceling for one reason or another. We just put two people from the standby list. Griff, they're coming from India. to our event. So we just put them from the standby list to the regular list. They'll be at the party. So please go to ervegasstandby.com if you have not registered yet for the event. It's $150. Of course, you don't have to pay that on the standby list until you're accepted on the regular list. So reserve your standby slot ASAP. We have a lot of wonderful speakers, including our own Griffola, who's going to be there. June 17th, 18th, and 19th at Bally's Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. It won't cost you a penny to get on the standby list. So please do so and join us there.
Yes. Quickly, before we go to the next segment, I happened to be reading this chat board and I saw this. So there may be some confusion to get about get it fast as an indication on a listing and fast and free. Get it fast is for sellers that offer overnight domestic shipping within 1 day. So you're shipping that night, right? Get it fast. The shipping for get it fast may or may not be free. It has nothing to do with the charge of shipping. Fast and free is a different feature. Fast and free are for sellers that are offering their item with free shipping, and they offer a class of service that gets the item to the buyer within 4 business days. And that can't be determined from, it's not, everything is dependent upon where the item is located, from where it's shipping, and where the potential buyer is located. So in some instances, a listing might have fast and free for one buyer. It may not have fast and free for another buyer in a domestic situation because it may take longer than those 4 days by average to get the item. Hope that makes sense. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Sock it to us at 888-723-4630. Ooh, how 60s of eBetsy. When we return with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
TerraPeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents the Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called TerraPeak.
TerraPeak?
Yeah, TerraPeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this TerraPeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, but you can, too. Just sign up with TerraPeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with TerraPeak. You can, too. Sign up today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFest say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFest.com. For more information.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's list, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show's a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Oh, come on, you're no shrinking violet. I've met you before, and you're quite outspoken. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh, 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 what?
I have to tell you who I saw.
Who did you see?
So we were in Omaha, and the event for the in-person was held at the PayPal facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice campus they have there, right off of Route 80, 10 miles west of downtown Omaha. And I saw and spoke to, for about 30 minutes, our good friend Jason Miner.
Oh, and how is Jason?
Jason is doing very well. His daughter, Gwen, is now 5 years old, and we caught up on some stuff, and I realized how much I missed him, because he's a great guy. And
he did
I
a good radio show, too.
He did.
Jason used to be, my company, Voice Marketing, also was a consultant to PayPal for their radio show.
For PayPal Radio.
Yes, for PayPal Radio. He did a great job, and then he had to go on and do other things.
Yeah, and I asked him, he's very happy, he's very busy. He's still doing training. He does employee training, and he may come out to San Jose to do some
interesting cat. Here. Is he still collecting comic books?
Yes, he's not selling so much on eBay anymore. I said, "Well, are you still buying comic books?" And he kind of gave me that look that said, "There's like a lot of comic books at his house."
Exactly. He's quite a character.
I loved him.
Yeah. Really.
So it was a good 3 days. I don't know when the next one will be. Jeff hasn't scheduled those yet, but we'll be doing another 3 city runs sometime soon.
Well, probably on the East Coast.
Yeah, as the weather gets better. We've been holding off going anywhere where the weather can be iffy, because it can, you know, you miss one, you could throw off the entire three. So,
well, we got a contact us email that I don't really understand. I have sent her email asking her to call the show because I didn't quite get it. But let me read you her email and see if you can make heads or tails out of it.
Okay.
It's from Ruth in Easley, South Carolina, known on eBay as Auction Ruth. Question. I got an email, colon. I was trying to use a coupon code and accidentally purchased this item. I do want it, but I need to use the coupon. Please, please cancel my order. So she said, I tried to get them to cancel at, and it's some link that she sent them to.
Wait, back up and start again.
Yeah.
What was the coupon? What coupon is she using?
I was trying to use a coupon code and accidentally purchased this item.
Oh, I see.
I do want it, but I need to use the coupon. Please, please cancel my order. So she said, I tried to get them to cancel at http://ocsnext.ebay.com and some other stuff.
Yeah.
Do I cancel a purchase? But they said they could not, so I just canceled the order. Will this count as a defect on my account? And of course, they did not rebuy. Do you understand any of that?
I kind of do. There's bits of it that aren't making sense. But if there's a message... if there's a message from the buyer that is requesting a cancellation, that won't count as a defect.
Okay.
When we say seller-initiated cancellations, be very clear about this. Those are only for the cases where a seller has sold an item and then prior to shipping it out, refunds the buyer's payment and issues a cancellation request. And if the seller has stated buyer and seller mutually agree to cancel the transaction, and the buyer refuses, then that is a defect. However, if there is communication from the buyer requesting the cancellation, then that won't count as a defect.
Well, that makes sense.
Right. So this is the intention here is to prevent or discourage stockouts, or also items that are stocked out for any reason. Stocked out because it's no longer in stock. it was lost, like what happened to me, or the item is damaged from the time the person purchases it to the time it's supposed to be shipped. So you're carrying that cute little Hummel from the shelf to the shipping table, and you drop it and it breaks, that will be a defect.
Got it.
Basically, it's a defect no matter how you look at it. So if you mail the Hummel to your buyer and it's broken, they're going to be furious.
Unless it went to Griff first.
If it went to me, I'd probably be delighted. I'd say, I love it, and I can't wait to finish the job.
Exactly.
Where's my hammer?
Griff has a Hummel phobia.
A Hummel hatred.
A Hummel hatred. It's different, yes.
I hate those little Hummels. I hate them. To me, I just hate them. Sorry, I know if you collect them, look at it this way. Yes, when I see one, I'll damage it. But as long as you keep your collection safe from me, every time, this is what teacher says, that every time Griff ruins a Hummel, the rest of them go up in value.
Oh, I thought an angel smiles.
No, teacher says.
Oh, okay.
Teacher says.
eBay UK has announced a fee simplification for private sellers. The announcement says from 13 May 2014, we're making a significant change to our fee structure to make it more transparent and easier to understand. We're offering more flexibility in how you sell and removing insertion fees for the first 20 listings.
Right.
Every month you'll get to list up to 20 items in any category, excluding motors, for free. These free listings can be in auction or fixed price format and can have any start price. So, in the UK, just want to mention it for our UK friends listening right now. And we do have UK people listening, by the way, Griff, just in case you did not know that.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, we have people listening in Pittsburgh, too, because Tom, our buddy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Black and Gold Gifts, is on the line. Hey, Tom, what's your question or comment?
Well, just concerning your new event calendar, not specifically about that, but kind of a thank you for putting that up.
You're welcome.
You know, in the past, we've had new members come to us and say, well, I heard you on eBay Radio, so I wanted to join the group. But now we've also had some come through Meetup who've never heard of eBay Radio.
Thank you. You're telling them about us, of course.
That can't be possible.
Yes, because as you know, we are the stealth radio show.
Right, the stealth radio show.
Well, I'm trying to help you out with that. Now,
it's
when they join,
marketing.
We send out a greeting to all new members, and at the bottom of it, it says, don't forget to listen to eBay Radio on Tuesday afternoons and Ask Griffin Lee on Thursday afternoons at ebayradio.com.
Thank you.
You can also listen to previous shows through the archives, where you can get a lot of good advice by listening to the shows.
Oh, Tom, thank you. We
now,
really appreciate that.
We're also going to include that in a new feature in our Meetup group, where we're sending out on Thursdays, we're going to send out a list of any estate sales in the area to the entire group.
Well, thank you.
So that'll be included in there.
You're very kind.
So, just a little quid pro quo.
God knows we've done enough for you, Tom.
That's for sure.
Yes.
I had an aunt who would have said that to me. God knows I've done enough for you. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Tom.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and we do have some lines open. Griff, we have a contact us email here from Lil in Deland, Florida, known on eBay as Lil's Beach. And she said, hi, Lee and Griff. Someone has copied one of my listings, both title and description, word for word, not the photos.
Right.
The description includes personal information about my research on the item, so there's no way this is a coincidence. Mm-hmm. It is pure coincidence that I found out about it. Complicated. This seller is not a newbie, and his or her completed sold listing was definitely competition for me. I found eBay's images and text policy, which prohibits copying. Would you recommend reporting to eBay? If so, how? Confronting the seller or just getting over it and get back to listing? I'm a little ticked. Well, of course, first of all, let me say this, Griff.
Yeah, go ahead.
This person has a right to be a little ticked. Now, how they handle it is the issue, right?
So my first question to the questioner would be, is your listing still up? Or did you sell it? Did they indicate that in their message? I don't remember.
No.
Right. So if the listing is still up, if it bothers you, I might report it to eBay. And on the item page for the other seller, there'll be a link that says report this item. And you'll select a reason, and it'll go to the appropriate team for facilitation. If you've already sold your item, I wouldn't bother. It's too much trouble. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
Sometimes it's poopy.
Yeah. I guess.
It can be.
Yeah, I don't mean to attempt to invalidate somebody's concern or anger over this happening. But let's be realistic. So if it bothers you, report it, move on. Let's just
And keep
that.
Listing.
And keep listing, right.
Lil, thank you so much for joining us today. We do appreciate that, very much so. So if you'd like to find the eBay Radio Group newsletter.
Again.
Our stealth newsletter.
Part of our stealth marketing
campaign.
Yes,
we have a stealth newsletter also.
Right, I'm going to start painting on the side of railroad cars. What is eBay Radio?
Now, we have two newsletters. We have Lee's List, which is mine, that goes out twice a week. But Griff's also got an eBay Radio Group newsletter that goes out twice a week. But in order to get that one, you have to click the group chat link on the eBay Radio player. You know, down at the bottom, there's a bunch of little links. There's one that says group chat. You click on that, and you sign in. Then you scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and the big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post. I'll continue telling you how to get to the eBay Radio Group newsletter when we come back.
I'm all ears. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Let us hear from you at 888-RADIO-330. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ah, shipping nirvana. When shipping is so streamlined and sensible, you can't imagine doing it otherwise. That's shipping nirvana. And ShipStation wants to take you there. No matter where you sell online or where you plan to sell online, no matter how long it takes now to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. With ShipStation, you can create from one label up to 500 at once, automatically mixing and matching carriers. And you can automate decision points, letting the system assign specific carriers and packing slips while you're already on to the next thing. ShipStation also makes it easier to communicate with customers. Customized email confirmation and tracking information sent like clockwork. Let your customers know you're playing in the big leagues. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today. eBay Radio listeners get an extra month free after the free trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio. We make shipping the solution you've always wanted it to be. Like we said, shipping nirvana.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the Archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
Today we'll talk about different types of liquidators, those companies that remarket store returns, closeouts, and excess inventory. First, there are wholesale liquidators. These large companies hold direct liquidation contracts with retailers and manufacturers. They sell direct to eBayers and other small business, and they also supply smaller liquidation companies. The advantage of buying direct from wholesale liquidators is that you avoid price markups that decrease profit. Next, you have value-added liquidators who buy in truckload quantities from wholesale liquidators, then sort the inventory into smaller lots. Finally, there are brokers who don't own inventory and serve as middlemen between the buyer and the seller. Their value is in understanding buyers' needs and linking them with available inventory.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay radio player, fill out the web form, and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.